I think there are times for every parent where you ask yourself, am I a bad parent? And I've got that question this morning, Maria. yesterday, my daughter turned 12 years old. Our daughter, my wife and I, celebrated with our daughter. Her and her friend wanted to go hiking, a moonlight hike.
That's fun.
So it was really cool and informational. There was like a tour guide that talked about the history of the park that we were in, and which was really cool. We had a great time. But the problem was we got home late. And the question was, does our daughter get to open her birthday presents because it's too late for her to do that and she's got to go to bed? I've got to go to bed.
You didn't let her open her presents?
She opened one. She got to open one birthday present on her birthday.
It's her birthday, for God's sake.
I feel horrible. I honestly was thinking about this. If the role was reversed and she was the parent and I was the kid, I would have been so mad. But it was 9:45 and she usually goes to bed between 8:30 and 9. And it would have taken a while, and she would have been excited, and then she would have been up even later. I was tired, and we're like, well, we could just open them tomorrow.
Well, that's the price you pay when you have a late birthday.
That was her choice. That was not my choice. That's
no,
what she
that's
wanted
what
to
I'm
do.
That's what I'm saying. You should have... Wow. You did not let her open her birthday presents.
No, but this is, here was the logic. I said, gets to extend your birthday. You get to have more birthday tomorrow. It's not going to be all over. You don't have to wait till next year. Your birthday's tomorrow, too.
That totally sounds like a parent excuse right there.
It kind of worked.
Hashtag bad parent. And actually, Ed is on the phone. He thinks you're a bad parent, too.
Oh, boy. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. What kind of parent is that?
He's a rotten parent.
Do you understand how many times your daughter's going to be 12 years old?
I know, but she's got school this morning. She would have been tired today.
No, she's got the hall pass all week, for God's sake. This will be the last year before she's a teenager.
Oh, my gosh. He is so right. So, Ed, how can Chad make this up to his daughter?
He's got to roll the red carpet out the rest of the week.
Wait, I feel like I'm talking to my wife now. It's not a birthday. It's not a birthday. It's a birthday week.
Of course it is.
Or month.
We celebrate the whole week, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, but every birthday is memorable then.
You know, I do feel bad. I thought that it was the right decision. I know what it is. I know, but her presence will be there today, and now her birthday's extended.
I'll give you that one, but...
Don't waffle.
It was the best excuse I could come up with. I wanted to go to bed. I was tired.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, you've got to throw caution to the wind.
I know. I need a do-over on that one. I really do feel bad.
Well, and maybe tonight you do another Twilight walk and just kind of rewind it and go get some ice cream and let her have the rest of the week.
All right, let's not make him wait any longer. Martin's been holding, and I have a feeling this isn't going to be good. Hey, Martin.
I have to comment on Chad's bad parenting skills.
Uh-oh.
So not only has he traumatized his daughter before her teen years, which he's going to have to live through for the next, you know, until she's 20,
uh-huh.
He traumatized her, but it's going to come back to haunt you because when you're old and feeble and in a wheelchair and you've spilled your Depends, she's going to look at you and go, you know what, Dad? I'm just too tired. Can we do this tomorrow?
Oh, man, you're probably right. Oh, that's
now
too funny.
Your daughter needs therapy.
Oh, yes, yes. There's therapy and therapy costs on top of that, yeah.
Thank you for making me feel worse, Martin. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.